added the spiritual power in the blood of the Lamb. And regardless of how what the world says or does, until Jesus comes on a cloud of glory, there still will be a power, and will always be power in the blood of the Lamb. All right. In the 22nd chapter of Luke's Gospel, down about 7th verse, we will be reading a little bit there. And and it talks about power, and it talks about the blood of the Lamb. But then come the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat." And they said unto him, "Where will thou that we prepare?" And he said unto them, "Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished, there make ready." And they went and found as he had said unto them. And they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, "With desire, I have desire to eat the Passover with you, before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup, after supping, said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hour him betrayed me is with me on the table." I'm going to stop reading right there. My eyes is fogging up. But as I read this and I thought about this, and I thought of our Lord being there and the council of heaven being through the streets of Jerusalem and walking in the land of Jerusalem in those days, you better believe. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus knows the council and the host of heaven was still with him even here on earth. He was not all alone. God was with him and the glory of God. He said that he told Peter and John, he said, go and prepare me us the Passover where that I will need the Passover with you. He said, with desire, I have great desire to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. I believe he longed to suffer. I believe he longed to set forth an example. I've taken the wine, brother, and delivering it and that unto them. And he said, when you enter into the city, you will meet a man that will be bearing a pitcher of water. Listen, he said to follow him. He didn't say to get all entangled with a conversation out in the streets. But he said, follow him. And he said, whenever he enters into the house, you say to the good man of the house, is the guest chamber, and he will show you a large upper room. Brother, listen, he said, I would like to see with you before I suffer. And if you'll notice, he took a cup and he gave it thanks. And he gave it to them. He said, I divide it among yourselves. And then he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is broken for you, which is given for you and for me. Even this day, there's power in the blood. My brother, Lord Jesus Christ, he's still in the saving business. Yeah. But can you imagine meeting a man that's bearing a pitcher of water? He said, you follow him into the house. Listen, this man bearing a pitcher of water, I believe maybe with all of my heart, that was nobody but an angel that would come and made ready. He knew where the large upper room was at. And it was even furnished. There was wine. There was a bread. There was everything that they needed to furnish. That was already furnished in the upper room. As if to say, through repentance, everything is furnished that we have need of. When we take on Christ and we die out of sin, everything is furnished. He's already shed his blood for the remission of sin. He's already give his body. I was broken for you. There's never no more another sacrifice. Never again. There's never been. There never will be another name under heaven whereby a man can be saved except through this man, the Lord Jesus. And he will continue to the end of the way. Listen, I can imagine Peter and John, they knew their way around Jerusalem. They was no strangers around Jerusalem. But did they know where this large upper room I was at? It didn't sound like that they know that there was such a thing. But they followed this man bearing a pitcher of water. That was kind of odd in those days to see a man bearing a pitcher of water. Most of the time it was women that we read about that were bearing a pitcher of water, but there was a man would meet them and he would follow them. Follow him and he would go to the upper room. When Jesus suffered, you know, he said, I have a great desire to eat and drink with you and have supper with you before I suffer. He knew he was on his way to death. He knew that he had to shed his blood and he'd have to give his body for the remission of sin. And even that was for me and you today.
Amen.
All the way down. And it keeps going on down to the end of the way. And he's still calling people out of the clutches of sin. He's still dealing with people like, I come to me, I, brother, and I believe that they was set down with his disciples. He raised his hands up and he blessed them. And then he took his flight. And there was two more men that stood by the disciples and said, ye men of Galilee, why stand gazing into the heavens? I, the same Jesus that you see going away, I will return in like manner.
Amen.
We've been reading about Jesus coming on a cloud of glory. We're not looking for a man to shed his blood or his body to be broken, but we're looking for a man that's perfectly healed and has got the power coming on a cloud of glory to receive us out of this world. I'm not looking for somebody come walking down a dusty road, brother. I'm looking for somebody coming from on high.
That's right. Amen.
And whenever you see the heavens open up in a cloud of coming, and one lacking under the Son of God, sitting on the cloud, and all the angels and the hosts of heaven, that's a cloud I want to ride out
in. Amen.
And he made a way.
Right.
He made a way for us out of here. I'm not going to hold you no longer, but there's still power in the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad they sung that.
Right.
It is set my feels on fire to know, to realize there's still power in the blood. Amen. He took the cup. In the little short passage of scripture that I read, it spoke of the cup, the blood twice. And the bread once. Listen. He said, divide it among yourselves. That's kind of like us talking to each other about salvation. There's enough and more to go around everybody.
Right.
I can talk to you about salvation, I won't come short. Or you won't come short. There's enough for the whole world.
Right.
There was enough blood to shed to save the whole world if they will come to him in repentance. Melissa, come to the piano and let's stand. You have a few scattering words. But when the Passover was killed, what a day. He sat down with his disciples and he ate bread and they drank the blood. Drank the fruit of the vine that represented the blood before he suffered. He had a great desire to do this with his disciples because he loved them. Amen. If you have a need today, the altar's always open.